都是人人平安。
This month is service.
别的事我不知道，有一件事我知道了。
Other things I do not know, but one thing I do know.
对于师母是非常非常保守的。
Sister Anthony is actually very reserved.
她今天晚上真的被心做惯了。
She is filled by the new wine tonight.
Hallelujah.
有那个胆量，也有那个本钱，问你们唱的够不够？And the worship team actually have a audacity to ask if you have sung enough already.
我就没有那个本钱，问你们听的够不够？And
I'm not going to ask you if you've heard enough.
所以我不管你们听的够不够，我都要讲它。So
regardless if you've heard enough, I'm going to speak tonight.
昨天晚上睡觉比前天好一点的，请举手。
Those who slept very well the night before.
谢谢主。Praise God.
我不敢说是因为我祷告的功劳。Dare not say it's because of my labor and prayer.
但是我真的照着promise，我今天晚上为你们祷告。According
to my promise, I did pray for all of you.
这个祷告没结束，我自己先昏过去了。Before
I was able to say amen, I fell asleep already.
希望你们今天晚上也睡得很好。And
I pray certainly tonight you will rest well.
我们唱诗很喜乐，但是耶稣的同在是从现在。
We're joyous as we sing, but God's presence starts now to eternity. The meetings may come to an end, but God's presence will not. Our circumstances may change, but our will to walk with God that should not change. Because God is forever with us. And He delights to live with us.
今天也听到还是有少数人说昨天晚上睡不好，因为屋内有一些这个，就是说noise。就是我劝你们碰到这种彼此行善，有的我有，请出来，有不得我的人啊。
The best way is go with an unceasing sighing and then pray for them.
应该感谢主，你看他还会打呼。And
you should thank God that yes, he is still snore.
这个今天下午，因为我头痛，所以吃了一点那个偏头痛的药。And
this afternoon, because my migraine, I have to taste medication.
所以让我昏昏沉沉的。So
I'm trying to help.
那我这个人呢？打鼾我这里听得到。
I can hear myself snore.
所以我被我自己的孩子吵醒了好几次。
by my own snoring number of times.
所以我就很生气，这是为什么我说是立志行善，有的我行出来，有不得。
So I was very upset. You know, it's my will to do good, but it's not within my
power. 因为我只希望我不要打鼾，我可以休息一下。
I told myself, don't snore so I can rest.
然后我又被我的孩子吵醒。
And then I was awakened by my own snoring.
那我今天下午正在为了我的鼾声很烦恼的时候。
This afternoon I was really frustrated with my snoring.
结果我出来以后呢。
正巧碰到一个小女子。他说：“余弟兄，我今天对你有三个新的认识。”他说什么？他说：“第一，我听说你很会打排球，我真的不敢相信了。”第二个，他说：“我听说你很会打篮球。” And then I heard you're very good basketball.
Oh, that's a rumor. I play basketball.
That rumor, I can't play basketball.
Oh, 第三个，他说我听说你很会打鼾。
Thirdly, I heard you can snore really well.
我就摸到我的痛处哈。
And then I just got to that painful spot.
我说你怎么知道的？
I said, how did you know about that?
他说是一个长老告诉我的。
Elder told me.
而且他说这个长老说他亲耳听见的。
Oh,
我都不知道我们教会的 overseer 这么 faithful.
I didn't know that my overseers are so faithful.
连我睡着了都 oversee 我。
And even while I'm sleeping, they will watch over me.
所以这是我回家解决的一件事。怎么今天我还真不听过呢？
How could they have heard my story?
但是我不会否认哈，因为我被他困扰。
But I do not deny I'm in trouble by it.
你讲我会打鼾可以，但是把我很会打鼾跟我很会打排球并列，那是错的。
If you say that I snore, that's good. If you say that my ability to snore with my ability to play volleyball, you shouldn't compare those two.
So you send this and you may go down, Mr. Rumor.
So these three things, two of which are rumors.
So well, what's on this and we'll generally know the panel. But
no matter how bad I take with me, glorious hope. I will know one day I will never have to snore.
就像我跟你们说的，要看我的轮廓，看就知道我的天上稳定的很。就是他，就是他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，
was a wheelchair, and on top of that chair it says for sale. By faith, by hope, she knows that one day she won't need it anymore. She's going to stop.
简单咬的,
she holds that brush with her mouth.
因为怎么样,因为有一天他看见我,听不见我打开,看不见我白头发。
And one day you will not hear my snoring, you will not see my gray hair.
同样的那天我发现你们每一个人都会很漂亮。
And I will discover that you are actually very beautiful.
今天晚上我们要讲到。所以死开一点化妆前,好好爱主。
So, love the Lord right now.
少一点化妆的时间用来读经。
Spare the time for you to make yourself up, study the word of God.
今天我们要讲永远不羞愧的盼望。
Today we want to talk about hope that will never be ashamed.
没有盼望就没有希望，对不对？ 大家在中文都是英文都是hope。
Yeah. Have the hope, have the hope. It's all hope.
人需要有盼望。
Man needs to have hope.
弟兄姊妹。 彼得前书3章15节，他说：“有人如果问起你们心中盼望的缘由
，First Peter chapter 3 says that if people ask you what is the source of your hope，
他说就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。”
And he says, be ready with the words of gentleness to reply.
换句话说，我们在座的每一个人，你不仅仅应该要有hope，要有盼望。 而且要清清楚楚知道你的盼望是什么。
And not only are we to have hope, you need to be very clear and certain about what is that hope.
他说要常做准备。
He says, oh, be often, be ready.
然后别人问你的时候，要用温柔敬畏的心回答大家。
With reverence and gentleness, reply.
因为我们常常没有预备。
A lot of times we're not prepared.
所以别人问我们的时候，我们都很烦。
People ask us, we're actually in trouble.
我会生气，用令人敬畏的口气回答。
We would be upset, we'd be angry, and then we would reply being very frustrated.
有什么如果现在要你回答你的盼望是什么？
So if I ask you, what is your hope right now, what would be your answer?
就像我那天说的，我们人生的标杆到底是什么？
That's just like that day I asked you, what is the goal for you in your life?
我们能不能很有把握的，而且清清楚楚的几句话写出来？
Do you have the certainty that with a few sentences you can declare very clearly?
而且不光能够讲得出来，我真是为这个活。Not
only are you able to speak it articulately, you can really live for it.
有一天我们能够说，我为什么生，我为什么活，我可以为什么死。
If you say that I die for this, I'm living for this, and for this, I can live and I can die for it.
对不对？这个东西真心来的话，
then it's truly into your day.
不管这次上山之前你带了多少的难处，
regardless how many difficulties that you have with you before.
我跟你说，回去以后啊，你。 全心有力的去面对你的挑战。
And I guarantee you that when you return, you should have the strength to face those difficulties.
而且我们一定要求神帮助我们得到这个荣耀的盼望。
So we need to pray and ask the Lord that we may obtain this glorious hope.
我们都看过不倒翁啊。
And we've seen,
I'm sorry about that.
These dolls that you knock, you hit them and they can't topple over.
就是你怎么打它，它咚咚咚咚咚，它还是直的，对不对？
Yeah. Things that wobble, but they don't fall down.
真多说。我们三个字我们都懂，不倒翁。你怎么打它都不倒的。
No matter how you hit it, it will get back up.
它好像会降，好像会掉，它始终还是稳的。
Looks like it's gonna fall over, but at the end it's still standing.
You think I'm lazy, I'll be more diligent.
know what, my hairstyle, I'll change it.
But he paid any price to correct himself.
And he's willing to pay any price to correct himself. My girl. But that beautiful girl told him. She says, what part of me attracts, or makes you attracted to me? Let me know, I'll change that part.
Hopeless.
So you know the situation is hopeless.
如果有后果, 就有力量改变自己,
so if there's hope, then you have the strength or to change yourself.
没有后果就活不下去,
but without hope, it's very difficult to continue.
现在香港有一次考试的时候,
so in Hong Kong, there was an exam.
有一个学生他就是天生就是很悲观很紧张,
there's a student that by nature, he's very negative and he's always nervous.
在放榜的那天他自己不敢去看榜,
and that day, when the results were this way, he dared not go see what the results were.
他叫他妈妈去帮他看,
he says, Mom, please go look at it for
him.
And his mom went out the entire morning. She didn't come home. He said, oh, I think I did real bad.
It was just
and that hope, that lack of hope, caused him to commit suicide. Not to know that in reality was he scored very well, and his mom was so proud of him and was talking to everybody on the street. And bought all the things that he loves to eat, and he wanted to make a very good meal that night. But that child, because he had no hope, and he had absolutely no hope, and he killed himself. And for someone to continue living, there are three things that motivate them. And there are things that are meaningful for him to do. Thirdly, something that he can hope for. As Christians, these three things we have. And not only do we have it, but we have it in abundance. And we know we can have a life that is full of meaning and full of purpose. Because we're doing the greatest thing in this universe. There's someone that we can love.
There's
Jesus that we can love.
There's
church, brothers, sisters, our family.
Thirdly,
something to hope for. Something to hope for.
This is what
we're
going to
talk about tonight. We indeed have a glorious hope. So we want to say that when we start looking at this hope, and hope seems to be more far-fetched than faith and love. So, most of us, we don't really ponder or think about hope. And we often do talk about faith. We talk about
hope.
But when we talk about hope, or that glorious hope, we don't talk about it too much. Let's come and look at a few scriptures together. Romans chapter 8, verse 24.
Romans
Because the problems that we have, the needs that we have right in front of us,
are so many.
All of our resources, our heart, our mindset is So we don't really have that additional energy or that heart to think about what is this glory. We think of that something for the future. Something real far. Something that is just kind of in the clouds. But Rosa is exactly the opposite. If you don't have a very clear hope within your heart, you discover that you are actually trapped and bound by all the difficulties and the problems that you face each day. You find out all of your heart is on these problems. But if in you is a glorious hope, it's a very clear, solid hope. And from there, you look back at the things that you go through today, then you discover there's actually a way. There's an exit. And this is what we're going to look at today. Verse 18.
他说, 我想现在的苦楚, 若比起, 也不是我不小心打了,
that was an accident.
我想起现在的苦楚, 若比起, 将来要显于我们的荣耀, 就不出介意了。
18节, we're considering that the suffering of the present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed.
今天特别注意两个很重要的term.
And again, pay attention to these two terms.
现在的苦楚,
the sufferings at the present time,
将来的荣耀,
and the glory which is to be revealed.
为什么我们会被现在的苦楚所trouble?
Why are we troubled by the suffering of the present time?
因为我们不清楚,
because we're not clear of the glory that is to be revealed.
如果我们看见的将来的荣耀,
we see that glory that is to be revealed. We know exactly what is it that we're hoping for.
But
Paul says that the suffering that you go through right now is of no significance. Do you know the importance now?
然后我们再往前翻罗马书第五章,
let's go back to Romans chapter 5.
保罗在这里讲到我们信的耶稣以后与神相合,
and Paul talks about that after we believe in Jesus, we're reconciled to God.
而且我们因着信心我们站在一个恩典的地位上我们承受神给我们的恩典,
and by faith we stand on the grounds of grace to receive all of His blessings.
然后底下他就接着说啊,
then he says,
第二节的后半,
by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And this glory is something that we rejoice and we hope for. And he says, not only so, but we also glory in tribulation. Paul says that even in the middle of tribulations that you can receive it, you can endure it through joy. And I come back to the original question. I don't know before us coming to the retreat, I trust that each and every one of us have our own difficulties. We may have some illness or some pain that other people do not know. But Paul tells us,
一个有清楚盼望的人,
someone who has a very clear sight of his
hope,
even in the middle of these tribulations, he rejoices.
2
Corinthians chapter 4.
Verse 16 through 18.
And we see again some of the scriptures telling us the same thing. If we really have that glorious hope, that hope is really solid in us, and the outward body may trials on the outside.
但是保罗说, 这是自战自心的苦楚,
but Paul said these are light afflictions.
不是这些苦是假的,
it's not that these things are not real.
不是这些苦不真实或者不沉重,
it's not that they're not really heavy.
保罗身上的苦难太多了,
Paul's gone through many, many trials.
坐在一个地步,
so much sometimes he doesn't even have the hope of.
但是他一根这个极重无比永远的荣耀相比的时候，他马上能够说这是自战自心的苦楚。他说他是要为我们成就，他是来效力的，为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀，因为我们所顾念
的不是看得见的,
而是看不见的。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要为了眼睛看得见，感觉到的这些环境太困扰了。要扬起脸来看见那个荣耀的盼望，然后再回头看我们的生活。
And you begin to discover this unspeakable strength. Even while we're in the midst of tribulation, we rejoice. But even you're surrounded by your enemies, you will not be trapped. There are a lot of things we are perplexed with us, but we are not without hope.
Because
we are so certain of what we have received. We know what is our glorious end. This is what is called a glorious hope. Colossians chapter 1 is near outline.
这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里存有荣耀的盼望。
To them, God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
基督不光是我们荣耀的盼望，
Christ is not only our glorious hope,
基督也是我们得荣耀的盼望，
but he's actually the hope for us to receive glory.
他是我们荣耀的盼望，
he's our glorious hope.
因为有一天我们要去见他，
because one day we're going to go see him.
所有他应许的都要实现，
everything that he's promised will be a reality.
所有今天看不见的那天变成眼见了，
everything that we cannot see now will be visible then.
他是我们荣耀的盼望，
he is our glorious hope.
那同样的他也是我们得荣耀的盼望，
he is also our hope of glory.
就证明我们都要跟他的荣耀有份，
we're all going to be partakers, part of his glory.
哦，这是一件太荣耀的事情了，
this is something that is glorious.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我在我的信息里面常常会讲到类似的重点。
I know that my message is a lot of times I touch upon these points.
但是就像你道理里面讲说的，一篇真实的道理，不听他们三四十遍你听不懂。
A lot of times the messages, if you don't hear it, number of times you would not really understand it.
我看你们的表情，很多人还是不懂。
I'm looking at your expressions, and it seems like many of you are still lost.
我今天再讲一遍。
I'm going to say it again.
弟兄姊妹，到底什么叫荣耀？
That's just what is glory.
然后没有人讲叫不叫荣耀？
To get the Nobel Prize, is that glorious?
那是世上的荣耀。
That is the glory of this world.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在圣经上讲到荣耀的时候，
The scripture, when we talk about glory,
荣耀是神独有的性情。
Glory is the only character of Christ.
你对吧，地上可以得honor， 但是不是 glory。
You can receive honor on earth, but it is not glory.
荣耀是神的本性。
It is the nature. Glory is the nature of God.
荣耀是神的作为彰显，就是荣耀。
It is his acts revealed that is glorious.
除他以外没有荣耀。
Apart from him, there is no glory.
但是有人说，什么叫做神的荣耀呢？
And when people ask, what is the glory of God?
就是神所有的 美德、性情加在一起叫做荣耀。
All the beauty and the nature of God that is all summed up as glory.
他的圣洁、他的能力、他的这个慈爱、他的怜悯、他的智慧，全部加起来都是神的荣耀。
His holiness, his power, his love, his wisdom, all of these things which add up to glory.
就是这荣耀。
Only God is glorious.
只有神的作为被彰显他的荣耀。
Only when His work is revealed as glory.
弟兄姊妹，那我们怎么会跟神的荣耀发生关系呢？
So how can we have part with that glory?
我们是只有神自己的荣耀。
He said only God is glorious.
神的作为彰显出来叫荣耀。
And when His deeds are revealed as glory.
这诗篇十九篇说诸天述说他的荣耀。
So Psalm 19 says all heaven declare the glories of the Lord.
你想起保罗在里面去看天上的星星，你都会惊叹说，哎呀，人算什么？
So during the summertime on a clear sky, you see the stars in the heaven at night. You say, what is man?
今天的宇宙天文学家还是研究不出来有多大。
And this universe, even scholars today cannot understand how big it is.
他们告诉我们，宇宙中所有的星系星球加起来真的比海沙还多。
And they said, when you add all the galaxies in the universe, it's greater than more numerous than the sand by the seashore.
咱们所在的地球只是其中的一小沙而已。
And the earth that we are standing on is but a speck.
这么伟大的宇宙，神说有就有。
And this great universe came from His word.
一句话就出来了。
By His word existed.
那更要说说这句话的神。
And that's this God who has spoken.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，基督是我们荣耀的盼望，而且是我们得荣耀的盼望。
So brothers, the Lord Jesus is our glorious hope and the hope of our glory.
不仅仅我们所信的主是一位荣耀的神。
Not only the God whom we believe in is a glorious God.
他居然要让我们跟他的荣耀有份。
But He wants us to be part of His glory.
这就是大事。
This is a big thing.
我必须要引用到我常常引用的一段圣经的。
But I want to come and use a portion of scripture I use often.
以赛亚书四十三章第七节。
Isaiah 43.
我在纲要上面没有写哈。
Isaiah 43 verse 47.
以赛亚书四十三章，我们一起来读。
Isaiah 43,
第七节。
Verse 11.
凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀所创造，是我所做成所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him.
弟兄姊妹，我们被 created for His glory.
Brothers and sisters, we've been created for His glory.
我们存在
we exist,
是为了他的荣耀而被创造出来。
It's for His glory that we were created.
因为神造我们的时候。
So when God made us,
他带着一个极大的爱和智慧。
And He has this great love and wisdom.
他要让我们好像成为一个器皿一样。
And that He wants us to be a vessel.
来装神的荣耀。
That the glory of God may be put into our
vessel. 透过我们这个器皿。
And that through this vessel,
让人看见他的
荣耀。See His glory.
因为这是神在我们身上伟大的计划。
This is God's great plan in each of us.
一个器皿。
One vessel.
其中的酱油。
And if you put soy sauce.
这酱油瓶。
It's called a soy sauce bottle.
你装的醋，是醋。
Vinegar. It's a bottle for vinegar.
你装的酒，是酒。
And you put it for wine, it's a wine bottle.
你装的糖，糖是糖。
You put candy in it.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人
，this person，
装了神的荣耀
，the glory of God is in it，
要叫人从我们身上看见神的荣耀
，that man through us may see the glory of God。
弟兄姊妹，这是什么伟大的思想，是我们永远不能明白的
？And this is the wonderful thought of our God that we cannot really fully
understand。只有人是按着照着他的形象，按照他的样式造的。
Only man was created according to His likeness and His image。
只有人是他用生命生的，称为他的儿女。
Only man is given birth through his life that they are called the children.
而且也只有人，所有的受造之物，只有人重生得救的人，可以接受神的生命做生命。
And of all the created being, only the human race can receive salvation this life as their life.
大事情啊，大事情！
This is a big thing.
我们没有一个可以轻看自己。
No one can despise themselves.
我跟你讲，全世界的人看你，
the whole world they look at you.
绝对比不上神看你这么宝贵。
Will not compare to how precious you are in the sight of God.
因为他把他的儿子放在我们的里面。
Because He put His own Son inside of you.
他把他荣耀的生命性情放在我们里面。
Put that glorious life, His nature inside of you.
我们为了这个被创造的。
For that you were made.
而且圣经上告诉我们，他是我们为了这个而。被他造作，被他做成。
Scripture says that for that we were formed and we were made for it.
他制作我们。
He formed us.
归类说到我们存在的目的是为了他的荣耀。
He created us to say that the purpose is for His glory.
他们服务我们, 他们魅力我们, 他制作我们,
and He forms us, and He made us, and it's also for His glory.
这边,
from this one particular verse,
我们找到的人,
we find the purpose of what man is made, created.
我们也找到的人这一生里面为什么会有各式各样的遭遇的答案是什么？
And we find the reason of all of our encounterings through the rest of our life.
这就是罗马书八章二十八节说的万事互相效力。
Romans 8:28 says all things work together.
要叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love the Lord.
就是那些按他旨意被招的人。
Those who are called according to His will.
他圣经上说神就预先定下了效法他儿子的模样。
So the scripture said that He has predestined that they would be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
使他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。
And that the Christ would be the firstborn, the firstfruit of all things.
而这些预先他所定下来的人。
And these He has predestined.
神说他招他们来。
招他们来的人, and those He has called,
神称他们为义,
and He justified.
请问我们对现在自己被神称义有把握的人请举手。
How many of you have a certainty that you are justified for God?
就还是有些人没有把握上。
So there's still something that doesn't have that certainty.
神创立世界以前定的我们,
before the foundation of the world, the Lord predestined.
时候到了神招了我们,
when the time came, God has called us.
神称我们为义了。
God has justified us.
那最后怎么说？所称为义的人，要叫他们得荣耀。
And whom He has justified, these He also glorifies.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道神召我们的目的是叫我们得荣耀。
The purpose of His call is that we may receive glory.
希伯来书第二章第四节说到：“那为万物所属、为万物所本的，就是这位伟大的神。”
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10 says that for it was to whom are all things, and for whom are all things.
他的儿子要领许多的儿子进荣耀。
And His Son is going to bring many sons into glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
不管人怎么看你,
it doesn't matter how people see you,
不管我们怎么看自己,
how we see ourselves,
在神的眼中,
in the sight of God,
我们是宇宙中最伟大的受造。
And we are the greatest creation of all the universe. Because He has placed His life in us. He has put His own glory inside of you.
But
this is a glorious thing. Please do not just think that I'm sick and I'm healed. That's a great blessing. Simply that, you know, the hard times and I can find a job, thank God. When my kid is able to go to a good school, I thank God. Yes, all these things you need to thank
for.
But not one of these blessings can compare to God placing His own glory inside of you.
我讲到这个，你跟他唱的是在晚上跳舞。
I want to lead more so than that song that we were singing.
真的应该跳起来的。
Because we need to leap up.
神住在我里面。
Because God dwells in us.
神是我生命。
God is my life.
神是我荣耀的前途。
God is my glorious future.
神是我所有生活遭遇的意义和答案。
He's the purpose and the answer to all that I encounter.
我为什么遭遇这个？ 我为什么碰到一件事情？
Why do I encounter this event or that thing?
神在我身上做一个伟大的指教。
Because God is for me.
这是《以弗所书》第二章第十节，他说我们都是神手中的杰作。
Ephesians 2 says that we are the workmanship within God's hand.
这是耶稣基督造成的。
Made through Jesus Christ.
因为今天我们是神的 masterpiece.
But we are the masterpiece of God.
因为什么呀？我不知道怎么去说哈，因为我你看我笨成这个样子，说的你们脸都还是沉沉的。
I don't know how to describe it. I feel that no matter how hard I try, you guys still look kind of stiff.
你比Michelangelo雕的那个伟大的。
You are far more precious than any statue that Michelangelo wore. Every stripe, God, He has done that personally. This person needs to come alive. To know the purpose of my creation. To inherit, to receive the glory of God.
我们知道我们整个生活的遭遇，一切遭遇的解释和答案。
Answer to all that we encounter in life.
是为了有份于他的荣耀。
We may be partakers of that glory.
而我们将来整个人生的结局啊。
At the end of this life.
他要率领我们。
He will lead us into glory. That we may be transformed into the image of His Son. If we really understand this, if you need to listen to it 400 times so you understand it is worthwhile, so when you really understand, that his entire life will be different than his life. Every single day is life. Because every day is a purpose. And people will give you a bad attitude. People do not treat you fairly. The weakness of your flesh. That we may be transformed when we lay down ourselves. Glory to glory is changing us. We say Christ is not only our glorious hope, He's the hope of us receiving glory. This is so important. And this hope is far better than. And being healed or getting entrance into a really good school. Hoping that girl would tell me one of the things that she does not like about me that I could change. You can't put that in the same category. Because many hope in this world would cause us to be despaired. Because a lot of people, they're not hoping anymore because they're always in the middle of encountering despair. The greater the hope, the greater the despair. So you just say, okay, I might as well not hope for anything. So too many things in this world would cause us to lose hope. And one time, a person went to a restaurant to have a meal. And he saw a plaque on the wall.
It
says, tomorrow, you don't have to pay for your meal. He was so excited. He went home and invited his entire family. Brought his entire family. So they went to the restaurant, all those things that were expensive, they didn't want to buy before, he ordered all their stuff.
And right
after the meal, he was about to just leave, and the owner says, how come you're not paying? And he said, I saw the sign that says tomorrow when you eat, you don't have to pay. He said, yeah, that's true, it's for tomorrow, but today you got to pay. So because there's always a tomorrow. He was lying to you. He was
naive.
And he is disappointed by that hope. And again, a lot of these hope in the world are false hope. And I also told you guys a story time past. And there was a particular husband that came to his midlife crisis. There are more and more faces that are responding to those words. All of a sudden, there are a lot of people who are responding to this midlife crisis issue. So when it came to his birthday, so he tried to clue his wife. And the wife says, what gifts would you like to share? So whenever Sister Nancy asked me that question, I'm really excited. And he says, I want something that could go from 0 to 100 miles per hour in 5 seconds. I didn't say what he said.
所有中年危机的男人都知道我们在讲什么。
So everyone, all the men who's going through midlife crisis, you know what that is.
我们是那个跑车。
It's a sports car, right?
证明我们还年轻，对不对？
To prove that we're still young.
那些年轻家伙在我们旁边死去的时候，我们可以10秒钟就变成100迈了。
Those young guys, you know, kind of light shows on, goes on, that I could just drive by really quickly next to him. And the wife says, okay, no problem. I know exactly what you want. Is it really? Don't worry about it. So on his birthday,
happy birthday, I'll give you your gift.
And the wife says, happy birthday, I've prepared your gift. And the husband says, where is that?
In the garage.
Of course, it's in the garage. Okay, it sounds like what I'm expecting.
He's
so excited, he went to the garage. And I bought something far better than what you wanted. And it could go from 0 to 200 miles per hour in 1 second.
I didn't say miles.
0 to 200 in 1 second. And the husband stepped into the garage and found the scale on the floor. He stood on the scale, indeed it was 200. These are the things that disappoint us.
Paul says, according
to my earnest expectation, nothing will cause me to be ashamed. Nothing will disappoint him. God's hope for us will not disappoint us. I'm not pointing to these two examples that I just gave you. But the hope has certainty. Because it's founded and built upon the truth and the promises of God. It's so real. Just like I told you guys, when I go to heaven, I'm going to be so good looking. You will be very pretty. And our brother Dill, all his wrinkles will go away. You will look different. All of us will all look different. And these are just, temporal sufferings that we go through in this life. Yesterday I was hijacked to go hiking with someone, but I came down from the hills. I had a tummy ache. I was looking at it to see if it had gone down a little bit. I lose some weight. And this tent would be taken off. God's hope for us is certain. It's true. It's founded on the truth. It's not something that is false. So if our hope is not according to truth and the will of God, and then you think that God is lying to me. But our hope has to be founded on truth and the promises of God. It will be very certain. Our hope is good, is beautiful. Good, wonderful, beautiful is okay to describe our hope. And you would never, get a ticket, speeding ticket, and you go home and you think you're going to get something. And then perhaps, you're
going to
be disciplined and you can't drive for 3 months.
And
the scripture calls it a good hope. And Albany's sister, right before she passed away, she told the ministering pastor. And she gave the entire program to the pastor. And said, can people come and observe me and open the casket? I got to have a spoon in my hand. And so the pastor asked him, why do you need a spoon in your hand? So ever since I was young, after dinner, she would hand out a spoon for each and every one of us. Because the desserts are kind of far are better than home.
所以他说我们从小到大就吃完饭的时候，每个人就握着汤匙等在那边，今天的甜点是什么？
So after dinner, ever since she was young, she had a spoon in her and waiting for the dessert to come.
我今天结束了。
So okay, this line is coming. But I know something far better is coming. I'm gonna hold that spoon to go see Jesus. That's something that is very lovely. Because she is so certain that something far better is coming. That is a good hope. This hope is very alive, very alive. And it's living inside of us. How come these hope that is talked about in the Word of God seems very far to us? Because we gotta miss the words we have heard with faith, truly believe it. If our hope is not lively, it's not alive. First of all, maybe because it doesn't really attract us. For example, on your graduation, Dad says, hey, I'm going to take you on the Caltrain, and I'll take you from San Jose to San Francisco. How many of you graduate from college who will love that as a gift? That I grew up in a village as a kid.
你知道我们在眷村里面孩子们常常有这样的话。
As a kid, we have these ghetto slang.
这个是眷村混出来的。
Brother James is from the same area.
他真的是。
Now we came to a kind of like a cliff, and at the base of the cliff was a field.
No, it was a place to fall.
And I was like the head of my gang. I said, guys, come on, let's jump. All those who are under 10 years of age, cover your ears.
Right?
And somebody behind me says, if you dare to jump, I'll give you my head. I don't need your head, then I jump. I don't need your head. What am I doing with your head? That hope is different living for me. If I have your head in my hand, it's not my trouble.
But brother, you don't use
those words. It's without hope. It's not an underlying. But that hope must attract us, draw us. It must be real. It has to happen.
所以我如果跟我的小儿子说你大学毕业我给你摩托车，他现在就不会高兴。
And I say to Aaron, when you graduate, I'll give you a motorcycle. He won't be excited anymore.
他说很贵，他实现哈。
That dream has not yet died.
It's still living, huh?
It's still living.
但是呢，活泼是因为它真实。
And it is lively because it is real. And we believe that it will happen. It draws us. And again, First Peter says what the Lord has given us is a living hope. And all our encountering, all the things that we encounter, we receive
Christ.
Those things are being stored up in heaven.
We
have a saving account in heaven for each and every one of us. Do you know that?
It's
a lot more secure than Wells Fargo.
It's
far more secure than any bank in the world.
不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为我们存留在天上。
not corruptible, does not suffer any blemish, and is stored for us. So today, while we're still on earth, and we are earning Christ. And 2006, I went to Chicago for a conference. And Pastor Lee has said something that really moved me.
他说生命是我的奖章, 生活是我的奖牌。
And life is my sermon.
And
daily living is my message.
This is
my pulpit, this is my opportunity.
换句话说,他的生活,任何的角度,他都能上人传递,
so no matter what circumstances he is in, he's declaring the message of life.
Oh, I
say, yes, these words are wonderful.
But this is 不容易的事情.
It is not something that is simple and easy.
因为怎么,我用比较通俗的话来说,
and I'll use something that is more common. And Christ is our capital. And everything that we experience are there are opportunities. And we're managing Christ. And we want to lay hold of Christ. And when we have
this
being stored up for us in heaven that is incorruptible. And this is a living hope. And this is an eternal hope.
It's
not temporal. And it's a boastful hope. We don't have the time to go through the specific details of how precious they are. And we hope to receive this, we see that as just to satisfy our cravings, and doesn't have really any value. Even for us who are pastors, about a month ago, I was in Canada at a meeting, and there's a conference that was put together about 20 different Chinese churches. It's the very first time that I've been there. When I got there, they told me this is your fence and this is your fence. These are your boundaries. Oh, I'm sorry. These group of people are your fans. These group of people are your fans.
They
said for many years they are your fans. So I was on the pulpit. I got a chance to speak to them. I said when I heard this term fans,
this
Chinese terminology is fairly new to Pastor Yu. And so after I heard of it, I told them. And I ask you guys, please don't call yourselves my fan. And first of all, they sever very easily. Secondly, Jesus never called for fans. Jesus, true fans are the ones who want him to be enthroned. But Jesus cannot commit himself to them because he knows exactly what is in the hearts of men. Because really, fans, you lose them very quickly. And I would say, I would thank you for your encouragement if you say that our messages and our church as a whole really encourage you to love Jesus more. And these earthly things are the things that we're going after. And when we see this immense and glorious glory before us, and even the tribulation that we go through, they are
not
worth it. Because we know what we are to lay hold of.
And
for this glorious hope,
我们回到我们的主题，我们就希望我们回去能够更加的信从主耶稣，期待重生。
And we want to come back to the deep of this retreat that we may have more faith in the Lord Jesus and more love for all the saints.
因为菲律宾的教会给我们立了很好的榜样。
And because the Church of Philippi is still a very good example for us.
你看保罗跟他们之间的关系其实不是很荣耀的。
Paul's relationship with them is actually not a very glorious one.
因为保罗第一次到他们那边去建立教会，没有多久，保罗就被下到监狱里面。
And when Paul went there to establish a church, not soon after he was in prison.
然后隔了这么久，保罗给他们写信呢，又是在监当犯人的时候写的。
And after a while, Paul writes to them, he wrote it from prison.
就像我很想拜个师傅学功夫。结果第一次碰到他就被别人打得鼻青脸肿。
Just like I want to sign up for karate class, and I go to the teacher, and I find that he's beaten up by someone.
那过一阵他就写信给我，他又是住院，又被人家打得鼻青脸肿。
And the second time, he writes to me, he's at the hospital, so they beat me up again.
从外面看，保罗真是没什么好羡慕。
The outside is the same thing. There's nothing to admire about Paul.
但是保罗太知道自己在传什么。
Paul knows exactly what he's preaching.
他照着我所羡慕、所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧。
According to my earnest expectation, there's nothing that I will be ashamed.
无论生无论死，我总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether by life or by death, the Christ would be magnified through my life.
这边我们热了一点，我们就没办法让基督显大。
And now we're a little warm, a little zealous, we think, oh, Christ is magnified.
然后过了塞车，就没办法让基督显大。
And we go through a traffic, and we say, okay, I want to let Christ be magnified.
我伙食不好，就没办法让基督显大。
When our dining room food doesn't go according to your liking, Christ can be magnified.
旁边打鼾，我们就没办法了。
Somebody who's snoring while you're trying to sleep, okay.
你发现我们这个人
magnified
太容易。放弃了神在我们身上重要的托付。
You discover that we so easily cast aside this great commission by us.
无论生无论死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Paul says, whether by life or by death, that Christ would be magnified through his life.
整个人生的标杆这么清楚。
That the purpose for his life is so clear for him.
他说，我为基督的缘故，我看万事如同粪土。
So for the sake of Christ, I count of all things as a refuge.
我为了要得着基督。
I may lay hold of Christ.
他说我只有一件事，只有
one thing.
忘记背后
I forget the past.
努力面前
I press forward.
我要向着标杆直跑
Towards the goal.
我要得到神在基督耶稣里从上头召我来得的奖赏
To lay hold of what Christ has called me from up above.
所以保罗整个的生活其实很简单
So Paul's life is actually very simple.
第一个
Very, first of all.
只有一件事情
There's only one thing.
就是要得到基督。
That's the lay hold of Christ.
对他来说没有别的标杆。
And there are no other goal.
到底我这个环境我得到主了没有
？Did I obtain Christ in this circumstance?
到底我跟这个人的相处生活得着了主了没有
？Dealing the relationship with this particular person.
到底我在今天的遭遇里面我得着了耶稣没有
？And the things that I go through today, have I received Christ?
只有一件事。
Yes, but one thing.
得到基督。
To receive Christ.
第二。
Secondly.
他就是活出耶稣来。
He lives out Jesus.
无论怎么样
，Regardless.
不管是死。
Whether by life
or
whether by death,
在我身上有一个荣耀的使命。
So in my body, in my life, is always a mission.
永远不叫我羞愧，不叫我失望的盼望。
This hope that will never allow me to be despair or disappointed.
我要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That Christ through this body may be magnified.
As always,
as always.
有时候这是挑战。
This is a challenge.
啊，这两天唱诗歌。都让主荣耀显现啊
We've been singing these days and we magnify the glory of the Lord.
下次你被你爸爸骂的时候，你还能原谅的赞美神
And when you're scolded by your dad, you guys still praise God the same way.
你看见别人的话语伤到你的时候，我们还能够叫基督照常显大
And when somebody hurts you with their words, can you cause Christ to be magnified through you?
我们在试探的面前，是不是能够让基督照常显大
In the face of temptations, can you allow Christ to be magnified?
雅各说：“耶和华随着我的脚步祝福着你。”
According to my path and my way, the Lord has blessed me.
就是我们能不能也在主面前有这样子的心思
？Can we have the same heart before the Lord?
哦，不管在哪里，让基督在我身上照常显大。
No matter where we are, Christ may be magnified through this body.
不管我到哪里去
，No matter where I go,
不管我与谁相处
，No matter who, what relationships I have,
让神能够随着我们的脚步祝福。
And that God may bless all those who are around us. No matter where we go.
这是太宝贝、太宝贝的价值了。
This is something that is so precious.
所以你知道我们活得多么荣耀。
So you know how glorious
God is. 为着他的荣耀创造我们。
And God, for His glory, has created us.
神把他的荣耀的生命信心已经放在我们里。
God has put His glorious nature inside of you and me.
然后神为我们调度万事。
Then God coordinates all things.
我们的遭遇都是在神的智慧和慈爱的里面过滤过的。
And all the things that we encounter has been filtered through His love and His wisdom.
叫我们认识这个荣耀，有份于这个荣耀。
That we may be part of this.Glory, that we may understand this glory.
以至于我们能够在各处都来显扬这个荣耀。
That all places that we may magnify this glory.
能够在所有的处境，不论生死，都活出这个荣耀。
So again, no matter what we encounter, whether by life or by death, we will live out this glory.
多宝贝。
How precious is that?
然后他最后一个就是盼望基督。
And then lastly, he says he hopes for Christ.
得到基督。
To obtain Christ,
活出基督
to live out Christ,
盼望基督
and to hope for Christ.
直到基督有一天有荣耀的降临
and to know that Christ will come in glory.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
让我们不要只羡慕活着是基督
do not just admire that as I live, it is Christ.
让我们接受这个伟大的使命和挑战
to receive this great commission and challenge.
让我们回家真的在凡事上来彰显基督
that when we go home, in all things, we magnify Christ.
就像一个弟兄讲的，不要天天羡慕自己是蝴蝶。
Just like a brother that was saying, do not admire that you're a butterfly.
别以为自己是个蝴蝶。
And think that you're a butterfly.
等到自己一出现的时候，发现别人都吓得惨叫，才知道我还是个毛毛虫。
And when you actually appear, people actually discover that you're just still just caterpillar or just a bug.
我碰到河的时候。碰到河的时候，我还是过不去。
And when I come across a river, I still can't cross it.
我才知道，原来我还不是蝴蝶，我还是毛毛虫。
And I discover I am not yet a butterfly, I'm still a caterpillar.
就不要帮着那些唱诗说我要像你而已。
And don't just sing, oh, to be like you.
不是唱完了我们就真像他了。
It's not that after we sing the song, we're like him.
我们要学习在每一个环境。
We need to learn that in every
situation. 坚定我们的盼望。
And hold fast to our hope.
知道神在做什么。
To know what God is doing.
知道神在我们身上还要得什么。
To know what God wants in our life.
就让我们真的能够活出这个荣耀的见证。
And we may really be able to live out this great
testimony. 结束的时候，我们读一段圣经就结束了。
I want to conclude with this portion of scripture.
保罗在腓立比教会最后结束的时候，读腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
Philippians chapter 4, 11 through
13. The second half of
11 through verse
13.
我无论在什么境况都可以自足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。我不晓得大家这样读过来有没有注意到中文圣经里面有三个都。
Again, as you read through these verses, there's a particular phrase in the Chinese translation.
第一个都讲到我无论在怎样的情况都可以自足。
It says, regardless of what state that I am in, I learn to be content.
换句话说，保罗的满足在于不再建立在外在的环境。
So his satisfaction, his contentment is not built upon his outward circumstances.
他的满足建立在基督耶稣身上。
It's built upon Jesus Christ himself.
他能够说有你够了。
He could say, as long as I have you, Lord, it's enough.
他能够说我无论在怎样的情况，我都可以自足。
And he says that regardless of what state that I'm in, I am content.
第二个都。
And again,
他说谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
Also, I know how to be abased and also abound in all circumstances.
这是他整个人生的智慧，他的方向。
This is entire wisdom for his life, his direction.
他的智慧是放诸四海皆准的。
And his
他得到了真正的智慧。
And he has true wisdom.
他说随时随在，我这个秘诀都可以用。
This is no matter where I go or what I encounter, this is the secret that I know I can use.
我这个原则是放诸四海皆准的，不管怎样的遭遇。
This principle applies to all walks of life, no matter what I go through. I
don't even
have any other methodology by going to this conference.
我已经得到了真正的智慧。
Because I have true wisdom.
第三个都。
And then the third also.
在这里说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
He says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我得到了真正的能力。
And he has true power.
他得到了得胜的秘诀。
And he has a secret to victory.
他自己的经历证明了他内在的生命是这样子的丰盛，这样子的真实。
His life has proved that this.Is so substantial within him.
I'm going to
repeat these things that we just mentioned. And these are the admonishment and encouragement he has for the church.
都可以知足,
and I can be content.
都得了秘诀,
and I have the secret.
我凡事都能行,
and I can do all things.
基督弟兄他周以前讲道的时候曾经讲了一句话。
Before Brother Jifu, before he went to China, he said something.
他在日本的电视跟电影上曾经有一个口号。
And he said that in a Japanese movie one time there's a slogan.
他说改变日本的可能就是你。
So the one who changes Japan may be you.
今天我们要来挑战。
And we want to challenge everyone.
就这里改变你的家，改变教会，改变小组，改变这个时代，那可能就是你。
To transform your family, to transform your small group, your church, this.Generation, it may be you.
不要再活在那样子的环境里面。
Don't just live in the circumstances.
改变从我们自己先开始。
Transformation begins from us.
让这个改变从我们身上出去。
But this transformation begins from us and goes out.
我让我们周围所有的人，在我们所能接触的范围里面，我们成为扭转局面的人。
And everyone around us, that because of us, there's a turning point for all things.
基督在我们心里面成了荣耀的盼望。
And Christ has become the glorious hope in us.
也成了得荣耀的盼望。
And also the hope.
有一天我们不要再当一相见。
One day we will all meet him face to face together.
所以腓立比书保罗也告诉我们说，我们有一天我们都要被改变。
And Philippians says one day we shall all be changed.
因为我们是天上的国民。
And because we're citizens of heaven.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
We're going to sing this hymn together.
536首。
536。
Welcome you guys. We're all on this way, this journey home. 感谢 愿不愿意信耶稣。我不晓得你们愿不愿意在这样圣经聚会里面，你们愿意举手说我也愿意信耶稣。有看见这样子的人，请你们举手好不好？你们看见举手的小朋友，其他人，你们看见举起来。
Thank you.
自己分心奉献给主。我们不甘心再过那种被仇敌欺负的日子。是的，就叫我们自由，我们都自由了。我们是自天而来，为天而活，向天而去的人。哦，这个属灵在充满我们。你尽量继续往前，台上可以，台上可以。Jesus, 让火烧在我们里面。